A title appears over a church's stained glass window, Disney, Let It Shine. Inside on a stage, a choir faces parishioners.
Sing with the voice of comfort and gladness. You give me joy.
A teen at a piano plays a track. Pastor wearing glasses looks over wide-eyed. The teen, a boy with curly hair, grins as he plays piano. Choir takes off purple robes, revealing their street clothes.
I know you feel it, jam my soul. Jump on all, giving the feeling I can't control. Way down, deep in my soul.
Top that back with my beat down low. Turn it up, no need to be under. The room in my bass will rock you like thunder. So make way for the joy when it rains. Down with the sound for the grace and the game.
By a stocky teenage boy and two teenage girls with chin-length curly hair perform a choreographed dance on and in front of the stage. The choir lifts their arms to the ceiling. The audience gives them a standing ovation. The teen at the piano grins broadly, but his grin fades as the pastor glares at him. Later.
Cyrus, why do you want to embarrass me?
It's not what I want to do.
Then what was that nonsense out there?
In a house.
When I appointed you choir director, I assumed your talent would be used to sing praises to the Lord.
I know that. That's why it was a gospel rap and not, you know, something inappropriate.
Any rap is inappropriate as far as I'm concerned. Rap is the devil's music and does not belong in a house of worship.
Honey.
The teen's mother rests a hand on his father's shoulder.
We will not have this discussion again.
Yes, sir.
The curly-haired teenage boy leaves the living room, at night in a bedroom.
Chris, you know I'm coming through with the hot beats. Wait. Who's rapping tonight? Bling? Again? Man, I can't stand him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let me get on this. I'll see you at the club. Man, no, I don't have to sneak out. I'm my own man.
Now, the teen sneaks out of a first-story window. He hops to the ground. He sticks his tongue out as he creeps away from his house. He trips over a watering can. Inside, his dad peeks out a window. He yawns and turns out a light. The teen crawls along the grass past the watering can. He crouches near a tree, then darts to a motorized scooter and pushes it out of the yard. He rides away on it. Elsewhere, a sign outside a teen's dance club reads, "Off the street." Inside.
Hey, people don't know, my rap game is tight too. I just, you know, I keep it on the low.
We always enjoy you, Chris.
We should get together sometime, you know, and keep this whole vibe going.
Anytime.
Two girls walk away, passing the curly-haired teen.
Nope, nice to meet you. I'm Cyrus. Chris's invisible friend since kindergarten.
Oh, my bad, man. Did you want to eat those, honey?
No, I wasn't interested anyway. They're not my type.
Wait, fine is not your type.
No, I just want a girl who's about something, a girl who has substance. A girl I can take to Atlanta Jazz Museum. Feel me?
No, I don't. Forget them, all right? There are plenty of monies in here. Oh, sorry. What up with the new beats, bro? You hooked me up?
Yeah. Right here.
My man. Step ready.
Right.
Cyrus, quit dogging.
Ah, Levi, sorry I got caught up.
Come on, get these tables bus.
I'm on it.
At a DJ booth.
Hey, bro, you think you can play this for me, please?
Yeah, all right.
Yes, thank you.
Back.
All right. Welcome to Club Off the Street.
the coolest place to hang and be on the street. I'm your boy Levi, and you know how we do it every week. So let's go from rhythm to rhyme as we crown this month's Rap King. We started with 8, now we're down to 2. Give it up for newcomer, the boss. And returning champ from last month and the month before that, Lord of the Blood.
Two rappers face off.
You want that? Nah, you gonna get it.
Hip hop dancers perform on a stage.
But your jewels look spoiled. Your platinum chains look like aluminum foil. Hat's too small cause he has too big hair under your arms like a real big wig. Stop, quit, bling, retire. Your breath so bad that your face needs a shower. Marathon wash, 2 or 3 hours. The roof of your mouth, your mouth is on fire. Come on.
The dancers encircle the rappers. Lord of the Bling lifts his mic.
They call you the boss, but you have no wealth. No employees, you should fire yourself. And your pants so tight that you can barely move. You're a bum that does all rap for free. You're an actor, dude, with an attitude. I'm the street's theme song, you're an interlude. Go put you on a play, watch you get chewed. They should call you a ghost the way you get booed.
A dancer grabs onto a chain link fence on stage and poses with his legs in the air. The rest of the dancers form 2 lines, then split apart, revealing 2 female dancers at the back of the stage. They dance around each other and encourage the crowd. One of the female dancers in a red vest flips over a male dancer's arm. The 2 lines reform, then pull apart, showing Chris at the back of the stage. He glides to the front of the stage, pops his chest, then spins. He leads a choreographed dance with the other dancers behind him. He tosses his white baseball cap into the audience. Meanwhile, Cyrus busses tables.
I know I'm ready and able, but I'm stuck here busting all these tables. I can show I got what it takes, but I already used my 15-minute break. I'm working for minimum wage when I should be up on the stage. Feel like I'm in a cage, I need to turn the page, because the other guys are fake. I could leave the crowd amazed.
On stage, a dancer bounces inches from the floor as he bends backwards.
Let's go, let's go! Gentlemen, round 2!
The rappers step forward.
My watch, so let's get it talking. Your clothes full of holes like your granny's ripped stocking. Style is old, not a good look. Watch the boss get burnt like the food she cooks. Bling, I think you need a shower. I hear you scream, but your odor's much louder. No, that's the sound of victory. Now do your day job and get my compliment.
Levi raises Lord of the Bling's hand. The dancers back the boss off stage.
Let's go, let's go.
In the audience, Cyrus shakes his head. On stage, Lord of the Bling slaps hands with the dancers. They surround him and strike a pose.
All right, all right. Now this is how we do it here on our street. It's summer break, so we give kids beat to keep them off the street. And Bling is still king.
Wait. And one more thing. I will be taking home the crown at the Rap Grand Slam this year. From Midtown is Midtown, stand up! Let's go!
Bling frowns over his shoulder at Cyrus, who walks away with a dish tray. Later, guys in yellow shirts and leather jackets dance in a circle of onlookers. A club patron shoulder checks Cyrus, who spills a cup on Bling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are sorry. You messed up my new shoes, stupid. You're lucky you didn't do it while I was spitting my hot rhyme.
It wasn't that hot.
What? Whoa. No, he did not just call me out. Listen up, y'all. We got a brain to find, because this young whipsnapper's done lost his mind. I'm getting rich off my words, but now I'm getting challenged by revenge of the nerds.
Is that the best you can do? Revenge of the nerds? I mean, come on, man, that's way too easy. You got some basic skill, I'll give you that, but you're in all that with the rhymes.
Bling smirks. He bites his lower lip as he slides past Cyrus to the stage. He grabs a microphone.
Yo, yo, everybody! It seems as if
uncle over here thinks he's a pretty clever rapper.
Yeah, pretty clever.
So, I'm calling him out.
Chris pushes through the crowd. Cyrus marches past Levi and out of the club. Later, Cyrus and Chris walk together through a neighborhood.
Yo, Cy, don't worry about that clown. That fake jewelry is gonna put a rash around his neck.
You straight up embarrassed me.
One day he'll get his payback. But no, seriously, Cy, what's your deal, man? Because I know you got them dope rhymes in the notepad.
I don't know. It's just, it's different when I'm writing songs by myself. I can't do all that up on the stage and everyone's watching me.
Sorry. All you need to do is get your flow tight, get some new fat gear, work on your stage presence, hit the gym a little bit, get a haircut, moisturize that ashy skin, and if you put some Zit cream on that forehead, you'll be straight, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, and then I'll be straight.
Chris and Cyrus go into Cyrus's house.
Yo, show's on. Come on.
Don't turn it on.
They turn on the TV.
Welcome to Ebb and Flow, the best urban music showcase on the planet. I'm Ebony Wright.
And I'm Florida Ortiz. And we are here tonight with Roxy.
That's our girl.
Dang, man, she is looking fine. Didn't just think we were all in third grade together. She was missing a front tooth, remember?
She's not missing anything now.
We're here to talk to Roxy about her new video.
What's up with this group criticizing your music and how you look in the video?
What else should I wear, a parka? Oh. So I put on a little something. It's not a crime.
Oh, it's criminal.
Rumor has it that you and Atlanta Records are working on a hot new project.
That's right. You make it, we break it. It's a contest where one amateur artist will get their song produced by my record label and made as a video for On the Beat. Just send in a track and a recent photo, and the winner will be announced live on Ebb and Flow.
Right. So cool. So, listen, what do you say to those wannabe stars out there who want to enter a song?
Just keep it real and write from your heart.
All right. Now let's hear it for Atlanta's own Roxy.
I'm going to submit a song for the contest.
For real?
Yeah. I'm going to win it.
I don't know about all that.
Why you say that?
Because I'm doing a song for the contest, too. About to bust my rap skills out on you, son.
Okay, we'll see who has skills.
And that would be me. All right, bro, it's getting late. I'll catch you later.
You know it.
All righty. Peace.
Cyrus and Chris do a secret handshake, then Chris leaves. In his room, Cyrus plays to a track on a keyboard.
Her beauty's crazy. I watch her from the crowd. Her voice is so amazing, she make her mama proud. I tried to send her flowers, but she has no address. Her home is in my heart, it's like she never left. Ha.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This instead, let's be friends, start out slow, get to know you beyond your glow. You're more than meets the eye, girl, you're pterodactyl fly. Way back when you knew my name.
On various days, Cyrus works on his song in a notebook at home, in public, and at the club. He rushes into church choir practice and drops his notebook. At night, he burns his song onto a CD and finds a photo of him and Chris before grabbing an envelope. He mails the CD. In the morning, he sleeps in bed. He wakes up. Moments later, he races from the house pulling on a suit jacket. He runs to the church next door.
Now, we were talking about my generation. Now I want to talk about today's youth. Today's youth.
Cyrus enters the sanctuary. His dad and the choir look over.
Do I need some oil?
His mom grins in a pew.
It's nice to see my son, our choir director, is almost on time for church. but almost don't cut it in the kingdom of God, do it. Today's youth, they say they're not in church because it's too early on Sunday and they too tired. Well, guess what? I'm tired too. Tired of being blasted by harsh language out of car stereos. Tired of seeing our girls with their shorts and their skirts too high. Tired of looking at our boys wearing their pants too low. But most of all, I'm tired of rap. And them rap clubs keeping our kids out so late on Saturday night that they can't get up early on Sunday morning and go to church because they too tired. Y'all know what place I'm talking about, too. That place downtown. And don't you all let them fool you into believing that it's a good thing. Keep our kids safe and off the street. What I am sure about is that I wouldn't let my son or daughter support something as blasphemous as that club, and neither should you. People! We gotta come together as a community and eliminate the harmful influences of hip-hop and end the powerful grip it's got on our children. Young women gotta stop being video vixens and start being valedictorian.
Cyrus's mother smiles uncomfortably.
Young men gotta stop being gangsters and start being graduates. Young people gotta turn off that stereo and turn on G O D. G O D. G O D. G O D.
In a penthouse apartment, Roxy listens to Cyrus's track on a laptop with headphones.
It's ridiculous. Don't run away about truth. Wait. I know these guys. Hey, we went to grade school together. Oh, really? Let me see.
A blonde woman hides a magazine.
Wait. I need that magazine you're trying to hide from me.
It's nothing.
Lila, come on. Let me see.
Lila hands it over.
Don't worry about the critics. They get paid to criticize.
But I'm sick of them saying I'm hiding my real voice just because I use a vocoder. I mean, lots of other artists use it. Why do they have to pick on me?
Because you're a star. And you're hot. And that, my friend, is all by design. Thank you very much.
Lila, you've done a great job getting me where I am, but you know, a little respect would be nice, too.
Do not use the R word with me. That is for indie artists playing the underground circuit who have a message and no per diem. Sweetie, you know I love and respect you. And not just because I told your dad that I would take care of you on the road.
You're right.
So, do we have a winner of your contest or what?
Yes. This one is good. So he calls himself Truth, and it's real music, and it says something. Plus, it's so cool that these are my boys from back in the day.
He's cute. And he can rap. Looks like we do have ourselves a winner. Hello, Truth.
Roxy grins. At night, in Off the Street, reporters approach Levi.
Excuse me, we're from On the Beat. A rapper named Truth won our contest and gave Off the Street as his address. Know where I can find him?
Never heard of him.
Oh, he's right there.
Hey,
what's up, On the Beat is in the house. What's up? Evan Flo is here at Off the Street. We are in Atlanta to reveal our big contest winner.
You submitted a song to On the Beat's contest, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, since you decided to make it, we're gonna break it!
This is incredible, yo!
So you won the rap contest?
Yeah, son, can you believe it?
I guess that's what they said.
You're happy for me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I be? I just didn't get a chance to hear your song.
Oh, that's because I made it last minute and just threw it in the mail.
So, how does it feel to be rap's next big superstar? Hypothetically speaking.
I can only speak English, so.
He's too much. Well, however you spoke, it was good enough to win. And now it's time for you to meet your new biggest fan, Roxy!
Roxy enters. She hugs Chris and Cyrus.
Chris and Cyrus! I can't believe this!
Believe it, babe.
Chris, you look great.
Thanks.
And Cyrus, you look the same. I mean, exactly like you did in third grade.
Thanks. I guess. But you look better than ever. I mean, like, you didn't look good before. I'm just saying now, you're just like, all this. I mean, not like all this. I mean, I don't mean it like that. I mean, some people here might think that, but I knew you back when you were in kindergarten, so it's just here and growing up. But I'm just saying, you look awesome.
Thank you. So, congratulations on your success winning the contest.
Thank you.
Your song was amazing. It really touched my heart. And I may be crazy, but I felt like you made it about me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you were most definitely what I'm rapping about.
Roxy.
Y'all need to quit.
I think your fans want to hear a song, right?
No, I really wasn't expecting this.
Come on.
But if you insist.
Stage lights appear over Roxy, posed on a turning platform surrounded by backup dancers.
Okay, here we go. Gather all around, you don't wanna miss this show. If you don't know, it's about to get serious. I miss Roxy experience. My energy can make you delirious. Take a chance if you're curious. Follow my lead up out of your seat. We're about to be B-A-R-T-Y. Y'all ain't seen nothing like this. Ultimate non-stop excitement. My pyro technique is about to blow.
Struts off the platform toward a runway, dancing in a puffy tutu-like skirt and pink glittering top. Her dancers, wearing pink wigs and vests, tear down gauzy white curtains. Chris and Cyrus applaud in the audience. She stands back up on her platform. She strikes a pose on the platform with her arms up. Light up words above the runway read, "Music Box." She strides toward the audience.
I'm cool, Chris. Who in the heck is True?
That's me. I'm True.
What? But why are they saying that you won when I did?
Photo I sent in.
What photo?
I sent in a photo of both of us. They probably thought that you were True. They made a mistake.
Squad really didn't win nothing?
No. I mean, no, you didn't.
Man! I guess we gotta straighten this out then.
Yo! On the beat! What you want with this wannabe? You need a sick rapper! Not a sucky MC. I'm like a pit bull and he's a puppy. A candlelight incense burning, spoken word reading, yuppie. A rookie. Plus his flow is garbage. Sucky. Guaranteed can't nothing gonna touch me.
Chris, don't even lower yourself to his level, okay? Truth is better than that, right? Roxy, please. Just
don't.
Now look who's talking, Roxy the Diva. She's got him on the leash like a golden retriever. Standing over this underachiever. She says he's the truth. Well, I'm not a believer.
Time to go. Time for us. Let's go.
Lila grabs Roxy.
I'm gonna tell you, all right, bro?
Chris grips Cyrus's shoulder, then walks away. Cyrus smiles.
What you staring at, Opie?
Man, who knew my homeboys both had talent? I mean, you with the fly tunes, and now Chris is the king of rap. I mean, come on, who knew?
Chris isn't the king of rap. I mean, there must have been some kind of mix-up. The song that won the contest is mine. I just sent in this folder with both Chris and me in it, and I guess they thought Chris was truth because he's tall.
That's messed up. What, you gonna tell Roxy the truth?
Yeah, Chris is about to tell her right now.
Cyrus walks outside. He finds Chris taking photos with Roxy next to a limo. Roxy kisses Chris's cheek. Cyrus's face falls. His mouth hangs open. Chris spots him.
Hold on a second. Yo, can I talk to you?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Look, we've been boys a long time, right? And you know that I don't usually let one woman tie me down. Roxy, man, I don't know. She loves my flow. I mean, your flow. But when she looks at me, she sees something in me. You know, like, I'm deep. And I ain't never been deep before.
Because you're not.
I know. Roxy don't know that. Look, I just want to see what things go between me and her. So you got to think of something, man. Please.
Okay. She likes you because she thinks you're truth.
Okay.
So why don't we just keep letting her think that?
But how do we pull that off?
I'll teach you my flow. I'll stay in the background. I'll be your DJ. So if anything goes wrong, I can try to think of something on the fly. We just really gotta keep this under wraps.
And that is it. Sorry, you're a genius, baby. Yeah. Stay cool.
Hey, so I gotta take off, but Chris, Lila says you need to re-record the song for the video, so maybe I'll see you at the studio tomorrow.
I'll be there for sure. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Cyrus here is my DJ. He produced my track and everything, so he's gonna be rolling with me, cool?
Yeah. Wow. You did some really nice work on the track, Cyrus.
Thanks.
Okay, so I guess I'll see both of you tomorrow.
What's that?
Roxy grins at Chris, then gets in her white limo.
And I cannot wait for the day to end, so would it be tomorrow? I'm just gonna go to bed now. Night, bro.
Chris pats Cyrus, then leaves. Cyrus wears a disappointed expression. In the morning, cars drive down a highway. In a major city, tall buildings point to the sky. Chris and Cyrus arrive outside of a towering granite skyscraper.
This is pretty huge.
Now, come on, we're gonna be late.
What? Go, go.
Inside.
All right, I'm a little nervous, okay? I need to record your song, but it don't sound like you. So you need to record it. But if Roxy and Lila are in the studio with us, let's see it's you.
This conundrum is just now hitting you?
This is not a condominium, bro. It is a studio. We need to think fast.
Okay, you can copy my style. You just gotta feel it.
Just feel it.
Yeah.
They face each other in a glass elevator.
I just gotta rock with it.
Okay. I'm rocking.
It's time to rap. It's time to roll. Time to rap like you never rapped before. Here we go.
Yo, I'm about to rap. I like cats. Do you like cats? Jump higher than a bunny. I'm getting money. This ain't gonna work, is it?
You're late.
Lila hits the elevator button and steps inside.
I knew you'd be late from the minute I met you. You got that late, no watchwear kind of look. Suspenders all dangling.
Suspenders hang down Chris's hips. The elevator descends.
Roxy's late, my engineer is late. I have to be downtown in 20 minutes, otherwise my whole day is shot, which is not gonna happen because everybody's late.
That is perfect. No, I mean, it's perfect that I can work alone with my DJ slash engineer. That way I can get into the zone and flow.
You're an engineer?
Yes, he is highly qualified.
What studios have you worked in?
He's worked all over.
I'm gonna need you to, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What studios have you worked in?
Only one in my room, really. But I can show you what I can do.
He's great, I promise.
In a recording studio.
64 tracks on this board. But if you know what you're doing, you can get a good sound out of 24.
Cyrus gently pushes faders on a mixing board.
But if you don't want an inexperienced kid like me who charges half what your regular engineer makes, I understand.
All right, hold on. I'll give you a chance. But if you damage anything in here, anything, you'll never work in this town again. You understand me?
Behind Cyrus, Chris nods. Lila leaves.
She is just scary.
Let's get to work.
In the recording booth.
They say true love is blind, that real romance is timeless. You like my favorite movie, play it then rewind it. Cause baby, you're the finest, your love, I'm gonna find it. And when I do, I run away with you somewhere.
Chris lip syncs while Cyrus sings at another mic. Roxy arrives.
Yo, it's Roxy! Lay low, she didn't see you.
Cyrus hides. Roxy and Chris wave at each other. She enters the mixing room.
Hey.
I hope I didn't interrupt, but I heard you from outside. You sounded great.
Oh, thanks. I'm just getting warmed up.
I bet when you play it back, you can't even believe it's you.
You can say that again.
I remember my first time. It was like I was hearing somebody else's voice.
I know exactly what you mean.
So, did you really write that song about me?
Come on, girl, what'd you think?
I think if it blows up like I expect, people will be looking for another song.
Another song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe when I record my next CD, we can make some music together.
Yeah, baby, I thought you'd never ask.
Great. Then let me hear your freestyle.
Freestyle? Like right now?
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a beat. You drop something hot. Make it intelligent and romantic. You know how you do.
Intelligent, romantic. Right. Here it goes. Girls love me because I am so pretty. I got babes in every city, L.A., D.C., and Cincinnati, the tall ones, the short ones, even the uglies.
In the booth, a mic stand falls over.
Gotcha. I'm messing with you, girl.
Well, stop playing. Speak from your heart.
Through his headphones.
Hey, Chris. Repeat after me. If I speak from my heart, I'm afraid it'll be broken.
If I speak from my heart, I'm afraid it'll be broken.
Scared what you say about the words I have spoken.
And I'm scared what you'd say about the words I've spoken.
I'd rather make you laugh and act like I'm joking. I'll tell you the truth about the feelings that you have awoken.
And I'd rather make you laugh and act like I'm joking and tell you the truth about my feelings you've awoken.
Roxy smiles broadly.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
She leaves. He finds Cyrus.
That was awesome, Cy. Did you see the way she looked at me? We were really vibing out there, man. Oh, and she said I could rap on her next CD.
What? You said you'd rap on her next CD? Are you nuts?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry about that, man. I just got caught up in the moment. But now I got Roxy on the ropes.
Chris, what are you doing in there?
Cyrus stands in shadow while Roxy watches him from the mixing room.
It's easier for me to talk to you like this.
Yeah, but now you sound funny. Come on, come back out.
I like hearing how you feel. Don't be shy.
It's hard for me to say how I feel in person. Just let my words caress you.
What are you doing?
Can I tell you something now that I have your attention?
Now that you've got my hopes up, please, tell me.
Cyrus presses a keyboard key on a laptop. He steps behind the microphone, his face hidden in the dark recording room. He puts on headphones.
You wanna know the truth? Check it out. How should I describe ya? Sweeter than Godiva. But your thoughts go deeper than a scuba diver. Whether you're in sweatpants or dressed in Prada, you can make me dizzy like a race car driver. I wanna take you to a party, hold your hand and show off to everybody. Me, I could be in jeans and a hood, cause you're so fine, you make me look good. Same time, I'm blinded by your shine. You're kinda like the sun, cause the world revolves around you till my day's done. I tried to say something, but you had me speechless. I had to hit the booth to tell my secrets. See, I can spit a line, but it's more than my words. Okay. I cannot describe what an angel deserves.
You're the passion in my life. You're the secret I can't hide. There will come a day. most beautiful song I've ever heard.
Yo, I think she's falling for me.
You really are amazing.
You mean me? Nice job, son.
Chris, I'm coming in to see you.
Yo, switch spots, quick!
Cyrus hides and Chris stands.
There you are.
I'm all yours.
Cyrus appears in the mixing room.
Ready to go again? Oh, hey, Roxy.
Hey, Cyrus. I didn't know you were there.
It's the story of my life. Let's go again.
Chris and Roxy grin at each other. On another day, Cyrus races to his father's church. He struggles into a sweater. The church sign reads Mount Bethel Baptist Church, Pastor Jacob DeBarge. Inside, the choir practices.
Precious Lord, come on, take my hand. Oh, lead me.
Hey, sorry I'm late, sorry. Thanks, Ma. Thanks, Ma. I got it.
Honey, I was just teaching them Precious Lord.
Got it.
Okay, well then, here you go. Just carry on.
Hey, Cyrus, a few of us were talking earlier, and, you know, we were wondering, could we spice up the song a bit like when we did the joyful noise?
Cyrus looks back at his father, Pastor Jacob.
It's not possible. Just gonna stick to the basics. Let's take it from the top.
Cyrus glances back at his parents as they walk away, and his forced smile fades. In the recording studio, Roxy walks up to the windowed mixing room. She finds Cyrus bent over the mixing board working on a track. She smiles. Cyrus waves her inside.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, just doing some different things to this new track. It's a duet for you and Chris.
Did Chris ask you to do that?
He asked me to do what?
Cyrus is working on a duet. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, for sure. So let's hear it.
So it starts off with you, strong and soulful.
He slides faders.
And the staccato of Chris's rhyme will come in hard with the counterpoint. Then I'll drop out the hi-hat, bring up the harmonies. It'll be just like the Beatles, all you need is love.
Yeah, man, see, that's what I told you to do yesterday. It is about time he got it right.
That track is hot. Nice work. And I love the Beatles.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's my favorite group.
Really? What's your favorite album?
The Greatest Hits.
You are too cute.
Well, the thing for this track is if the two of you actually have a conversation. Like, you talk back and forth throughout the song.
Later.
Get everything done with that track, it's gonna be beautiful.
Hey, team, I like what I'm hearing. Conrad, great work on the board.
Cyrus.
And my future star, Truth. I think we're gonna update your wardrobe a little bit. Okay, go with me. Justin Timberlake meets Usher with just a dash of Will I Am.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Great, because I got big plans.
For real? Talk to me.
I just got off the phone with the Rap Grand Slam people, and they're looking for a headline act.
What? Yes, I can't believe this. I mean, that's cool. I'm headlining that Grand Slam.
A, don't touch me. B, what are you, insane? No, Roxy's gonna be the headline act, not you.
Oh.
What? The Grand Slam wants me? That's right.
You seem surprised.
Well, you know, they usually go for more traditional soul vocalists.
She means real singers.
What?
No, I mean real old school singers, not new hot flashy singers such as yourself.
Well, I made a few phone calls, stroked a few egos, and I convinced them that Roxy here is gonna help boost their ticket sales.
I don't know, Lila. I mean, the Grand Slam audience isn't very forgiving. They don't care how many CDs you sold, you just better be good.
Yeah, and you will be.
Yo, yo, yo! Yo! What's up?
We getting busy or what, yo?
You know it.
Okay, who are you guys?
Oh, these are the dancers for my video.
Dancers.
Chris puts his arms around twins in different colored baseball caps. On another day, Cyrus enters the empty off-the-street club.
Oh, you came to work?
Levi, I should have called.
Yeah, you should have. Had a full house last night.
Sorry, I forgot and fell asleep. Just in a really weird zone.
Weird zone, huh?
Yeah.
It's about that girl Roxy?
No, no. I mean, why would you say that?
Well, look at you. Your shoulders are all slumped. You're looking all lost and pitiful. That girl's got your nose wide open.
Is it that obvious?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Did you tell her the truth? That your truth?
Not exactly.
What does that mean?
Well, Chris is into her, and he asked me if I'd help him hook up with her. So for now, Roxy's gonna think that Chris is truth.
What? No, man, that is just dumb. Now, listen. You tell Chris that you were feeling her first, and he needs to back on up.
I can't do that. I mean, me and Chris have been homies since we were like 5 years old. I wouldn't be a hater.
All right, Cyrus. There's nothing wrong with you trying to be a good friend to Chris. But if you use that as an excuse not to man up because you're afraid you might get rejected... Okay, I can understand that, too. But you can't live like that forever. Ah, yeah, I thought so. I mean, you won't tell your daddy you work here because he won't approve. You freeze up when bling gets in your face and it's time for you to get up on that stage. And then you get tongue-tied when it comes to telling Roxy how you feel.
A girl like Roxy would never go for a guy like me. I mean, look at me and look at Chris. He's cool, good-looking, got that swagger, and I'm like wallpaper in a hoodie. Chris is a perfect match for Roxy.
Hey, that's not true. You just gotta speak up for yourself and be who you really are.
Who am I really?
Your truth!
Oh.
Yeah, and truth is a bad cat.
He is?
Yeah, truth won the Atlanta Records rap contest. He got skills, he's smooth, he got that sound, and you know what? That's you.
Guess that is me.
Yeah, but Roxy wouldn't know it. I mean, how can you or Chris even call yourself truth when y'all both just live in one big lie?
I guess that's a valid question.
So look, I gotta go. You need to figure out what it is you want and then do something about it. Lock up when you leave.
Levi walks out, leaving Cyrus alone. Cyrus's torn expression fades into him walking onto the empty off-the-street stage, which is now bathed in blue light. Later, he takes upside-down stools off of the club tables.
They say I'm young, but my purpose is the inspiration of a nation. Innovation till I change the talk into a conversation. I'm like a doctor in my patients are anxiously waiting, healing all the hate and faking in the patient. It's hard to live up to these expectations that I'm facing and gain the admiration of an older generation. That's why I'm pacing back and forth, contemplating, meditating how to use what I've been taught as a positive force.
Home, he writes in his notebook by candlelight.
It's time to set me free. My guardian angel.
In his living room, his mom rests her head on his father's shoulder. Cyrus, seated nearby with his notebook, eyes them thoughtfully. At off the street, he flips on pink stage lights. In the center of the stage, he holds a microphone.
What's up, Atlanta? Boy True.
I wanna be the greatest in the world, not for the money or the fame of the girls, nah. Not for the car keys or the jet skis or the vacations in the West Indies, but simply cause I love it. When I write, I'm like a puppet, dear. Pulling my strings till the melody sings, and the honesty makes me spread my wings. Calling me out was out your mind. Send that thought back down your spine. I'm on the grind, it's all on the line. Road signs say both ways at the same time. Most days I can't wait to rhyme. Express my stress, elevate and shine. Progress, regress, each step's climb. So I take that test and I test.
Meanwhile, Roxy's limo pulls up to the curb outside off the street. Roxy gets out smiling and looks around.
Of course he's late.
They're open?
She goes inside the club. She sees Cyrus on stage.
feel so misunderstood, cause my intentions were good. If you could only see that poetry can hide in the hood, the passion and philosophy of possibilities. Every dream is in my reach, I find my freedom in this scene. Follow me now as I break the ground, follow your pride, I'll make you proud. All of my life I've lived out loud, we just preached a different crowd.
Cyrus?
Roxy, what are you doing here?
I came to meet Chris, you were just rapping. You sound just like Chris.
Oh, that? No, that wasn't me. I was, this mic's not even on, see? I was just lip-syncing.
Lip-syncing?
Yeah, that's one of Chris's old tracks. Guess I'm not just his DJ, but I'm also his biggest fan.
Wow. You might just be the best lip-syncer I've ever seen.
Well, I do a lot of karaoke, so I'm pretty good at it. What do you... doing here?
Well, I came to meet Chris so we could grab an early dinner, but he hasn't shown up.
She checks her phone.
Great. He's not gonna make it. The car dropped me off here, and I'm starving.
Oh, that's too bad. But I haven't eaten. I don't know, maybe we can go grab something together? Or not. I don't know what you were thinking, where your head was at. Which, I don't know, but I'm just saying, we could... It's up to you.
Okay.
Cyrus smiles. They ride past a mural on his scooter. Later, they walk together.
I like the way you handle yourself.
What do you mean?
I mean, when people like Bling and those journalists say stuff about you.
Oh, that flattering article in Ether.
Yeah, I mean, people think they know about music, but they don't know a thing. Like that vocoder you use. It's just because it's the end thing. It's a choice. I can tell you can sing a little bit.
A little bit?
I mean, you ain't giving me nothing more than what I've heard on the radio, but I got a good ear.
Oh, really, Mr. DJ Engineering Lip Syncer?
So you got any other music besides your pop hits in your vault?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few special ones for those who can make outside the voice box. But Lila says the vocoder is the end thing right now, and she really knows the business. So.
Not everyone who sells uses one.
Well, I mean, I know my voice is good, but I don't know if it's special. You know, just be belting out tunes.
I remember when you sang in church and you were like 8 years old.
You remember that?
Yes, of course. The little girl with the big voice. You were awesome.
I don't know about all that.
Okay. Yeah, you were raw, but the voice was there. You got a really great sound if you ever care to bring it out.
That sounds like a challenge.
It's more of a nudge. Maybe someday I can hear some of your other music.
Maybe.
Roxy shrugs. They keep walking. At night, they sit at a table outside a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, it's raining.
Is this bad? Should we go inside?
No. It's perfect. So, what kind of music do you like? Besides the obvious ones, R&B and hip-hop, what else do you like?
Oh, jazz, rock, country, salsa, gospel, reggae, opera.
Opera?
Oh, yeah. Bevarati, he's the bomb. Bocelli, too. I also like female opera singers like Maria Callas.
And Marian Anderson?
Yeah. She's awesome. You like opera?
I like great singers.
Me, too. I don't know. I just like to be influenced by all kinds of things when I rap.
What?
I mean, when I write for Chris. Yeah, I just think it brings more foundation to the sound. You know, every note says something. And when it's all strung together, they should tell their own story.
Wow. You do know your music.
Cyrus grins.
That's funny. It seems like we have more in common than Chris and I.
Hilarious.
Roxy looks away, then glances at Cyrus. Smiling, he meets her gaze. Later, they walk through a park.
I liked Atlanta and all, but I was just so lost when my mom died.
I think the whole neighborhood felt the loss when your mom passed. She was good people.
Thanks. That's sweet of you to say. Hey, look. Come on, let's check it out.
Hey, yo, Harry, here we go. Check it out. Come on. Heads.
A group of young adults gather around a man in a hat and a man in a red jacket facing each other.
Check it out, y'all. Phantom come alive in the nighttime. I spit freestyles, I don't have to write rhymes. Flow unrehearsed, I spit a killer verse. When it comes to your rhymes, they're the worst. Your flow sloppy, punchlines brush them off me. Yeah, I'm so cocky, no way you could stop me. Swag through the roof, believe that's the truth. How'd I know that? Yo, I'm
living proof. I just do what I do when I'm in the booth. I've got a finer chick, hotter whip, sicker crew. Oh, you just got lyrically smacked. Better think twice before you try to clap back. What?
Okay. You like rap, huh?
Only when it's real.
Yo, why you gotta get up in my face like an airbag? Dude, your breath's bad. You need to step back. In fact, forget that. You need some gum, Jack. Plus a stylist, cause you got no swag. DJ, say you whoop, 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 wag. You wouldn't have rhymes if you stole my notepad. And you quote that, put it on the blog so everyone can read it. I never been defeated. Freestyling is a competition sport. And Rev is king. Why's this fool on my court? It's not a battle. It's more like a roast. Grab a white sheet, I turn Phantom to a ghost. And it's like that. One time for your mind. Revelation with the rhymes.
Let's give it up for Phantom Star! Yo, give it up for Revelation! Yo, that's what's up. Revelation takes it, remains undefeated. The question is, who thinks they have what it takes to bring him down?
Man, I got this.
Bling steps up.
Roxy? Oh, I see you out on the town with the geek. What? You come out on the street to battle, but you're too chicken to go up against me in the club? What? Yeah, that's right. Can't stop, won't stop. Come on. Run away, little boy.
Leave him alone.
Rocks. So I hear you're headlining the Rap Grand Slam Final, which is great. So you can hand me my trophy since you know I'm the only real artist performing that night. And Bus Boy here, bring along his dish rag and polish it up for me.
Let's go.
Go, Bus Boy. Go.
What was that all about?
Nothing. He's just a jerk.
They leave.
So how's your mom and dad?
They're good. My dad made me choir director, so I'm at the church a lot.
Look at you getting your praise on. I should come up there. It'd be great to see your parents.
Yeah.
During the day inside the church, the congregation gathers and mingles around the pews. A man next to Pastor Jacob points. Roxy, wearing a pink dress and gold jacket, greets the congregation.
Hey!
You made it.
Yeah.
She approaches Cyrus, then hugs his mother. The choir waves.
Can you help me out?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on. I'll play your song. Sing what you sang when you were 8 years old, remember? Go to church with him.
Cyrus gives Roxy a microphone, then sits at his piano. He smiles warmly at her. She lifts her microphone. Toward the stage.
Sweet.
congregation and Cyrus give Roxy a standing ovation.
Well, well, well. Praise to my son, Cyrus, for directing our wonderful, mighty, uplifting youth choir. Now, let's get to our word. As I look amongst you all, as I look out amongst you all, I see many God-fearing, righteous souls. But a few of us have lost their way. Many of us were raised the right way, but some of us just can't resist temptation. Now, I know you do a little prayer every now and then when things get a little dicey, but one day of praying won't erase all the years of betraying the goodness you was raised with. So you see, the church, we can be forgiving, but even our patience can get thin. You see, you can't walk with the devil on Monday and then with the Lord on Sunday. Yeah. See, you can't dance like a vixen and then ask God to do the fixing. You can't get all this made up and then don't want me to say, wake up!
In a pew, Roxy wipes a tear from her cheek.
God knows who does their living in hypocrisy. Or should I say hip-hop-crisy? Turn to your neighbor and say, oh, he talking to you. Turn to the other neighbor and say,
Roxy storms out of the sanctuary. At night, Cyrus's mother sits primly on the porch. Pastor Jacob arrives.
Well, that sermon went well today. I think I deserve a little extra sofa time.
I agree, dear. That is exactly where you need to be, because that is where you are going to be sleeping tonight after what you did to poor Roxanne today.
She's what's wrong with music today. I gotta practice what I preach, otherwise I look like a fool in my own church.
Honey, you look like a fool anyway, picking on that innocent girl in front of everybody.
She didn't look so innocent in her videos. I don't want to talk about this right now, hon.
Fine. Not another word.
She goes into the house. Pastor Jacob pops his eyebrows. In the morning, he rises from the couch.
Ooh, too soft on my back.
Dad, you slip on the sofa?
No. I just fell asleep doing some work. It's no big deal.
All right, well, I gotta go.
Okay. It's early. You scheduled a choir practice?
Oh, no. I just have some errands to run. It's nothing. Later.
Honey? It says here in the paper that Roxy's new rap artist is filming a music video today. And you know, I am willing to bet that she's going to be there, which means you can apologize to her today. Yeah.
She presses the newspaper to his chest and taps his nose. He rolls his eyes. On a music video set, Chris runs out of a trailer.
What you think?
Hey, wow.
Matching outfits?
Styling, right?
This, my friend, is hot.
This, my friend, is not.
I don't know there, Cyrus. I think Chris has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
Roxy's limo arrives. Security block paparazzi.
Rox.
She approaches.
Hey, look, I'm sorry about my dad yesterday.
It's fine. He's entitled to his opinion, just like everybody else.
Yeah, but his opinion is wrong and unfair. I mean, he should never judge you like that.
Rox, baby. Look fine as always.
Thank you, and so do you. Hey, before I forget, I've got these two passes to this Middle Eastern art exhibit. They've got these great abstract and impressionist pieces, and it's tonight only.
That sounds kind of deep and all, but America's Funniest Home Videos is having a 4-hour marathon tonight. You know the one with the dancing baby? He falls on his butt and the dog, like, rolls around with him? Yeah, I can't miss that. But, you know, I would love to catch, you know, the next art situation.
Chris wraps his arm around her and leads her off into off the street. Cyrus's nostrils flare. Inside.
Chris, you really are the truth. I spoke to the folks at the Grand Slam, and I got them to agree to let you perform with Roxy.
Yes, that's great.
But the Grand Slam has a no lip sync policy, so you're going to have to perform the rap live.
That's no problem. Don't worry about it.
Great. Roxy, look what I got you.
Sparkly platforms.
For the show. Aren't these hot? You're gonna rock it in these.
What? No, they're like a foot tall. I could break my neck in those.
Which is exactly why I got these knee pads. Fall down, bounce right back up. You'll be fine.
Hey, Truth, can I talk to you for a second?
What's up?
You have to rap live at the Grand Slam. What are you gonna do now?
Well, you got the good ideas, think of something. I mean, after all, the ladies love me, the camera loves me, and Roxy loves me.
You sure about that?
What you mean? You're not turning into a hater or nothing like that, are you?
I'm just trying to see where your head's at, that's all.
Look, bro, all I'm saying is Roxy's a great girl and all, but I pretty much got the situation in the bag. I mean, after that video comes out and this Fox thing happens, I'm gonna be on tour with all kinds of honeys, you know? So I'm not really trying to be tied down.
Wait, I thought you were serious about Roxy, though.
I am. For now.
Because she's not like other girls.
Dude, I know, but that's what I mean. All these girls, they are different flavors, and the variety is what I like. You know, you can try a little burger, son. They got the ribs, the chicken fingers, the shake. I want all that, don't you? Come on, man.
Chris walks away.
All right, everyone. Here we go. Rolling. And playback.
On a soundstage built inside the club, Chris and backup dancers face away from a film crew. Chris jumps, spins, and points.
Her beauty's crazy. I watch her from the crowd.
Chris saunters forward. Behind the camera, Cyrus glances at Roxy, who smiles at Chris. On the soundstage, Chris performs a choreographed dance with the twin dancers. The lights go out. This is more than a crush. He and his dancers move in silhouette against red light. The stage lights return. Three female dancers body roll while Chris and the twins groove around them. Chris drops back on his hands, then leaps to his feet. Chris dances enthusiastically. Screens on the stage behind him show moving patterns of light as strips of lights change color between them. Off camera, Roxy smiles broadly. On stage, Chris closes in on a female dancer. Roxy grins at Cyrus and he forces a smile back. As Chris dances, he links arms with the female dancer. Off camera, Roxy mouths the words to the song. Chris continues the choreographed dance. He ends the song with his arm around a dancer and the other thrust into the air.
Cut.
The director comes over to Chris.
Hey, the lip sync seemed a little off, okay? Want me to zoom in tighter?
No. In fact, keep it wide when I'm rapping, only go tighter when I'm not.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, cool.
Cyrus comes over to Roxy.
Hey.
Hey. Man, the camera loves him. Is it just me or does he sound better than he looks?
No argument there. So, things going pretty good with you and Chris?
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be better. Was that even believable?
Not really, but I'll play it off if you do.
Well, I mean, I just don't know why I feel like I can talk to you so easily, but not Chris. Okay, this is kind of hard for me to admit, but I'm not sure about myself. I mean, am I ready to be there for Chris and be the girl he deserves?
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying Chris deserves somebody who's real. Am I even worthy enough to be his girl?
Please tell me you're just kidding. I'm gonna, like, throw up in my mouth.
Roxy rolls her eyes.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Miss Roxy.
The director points. Pastor Jacob approaches.
Dad.
Cyrus?
What are you doing here?
I'm here to apologize to Roxy. Roxanne, I'd like to apologize for my behavior in church on Sunday. My righteousness was sinful. And I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Cyrus? May I ask what business you have here?
Cyrus, I need you to get to work.
His father gawks.
Well, the place is a mess, and I'll never have it ready in time for opening.
You work here?
Yeah, but just part-time, the part where I'm not at the church, because that's my priority.
How could you disrespect me like this, Cyrus? Do you know how this makes me look?
This isn't about you, Dad, okay? It's about the music. It's what I'm good at. If I wasn't doing this, I'd be disrespecting myself.
We will continue this conversation in private. We're going home. And don't make me repeat myself.
No.
Roxy makes a concerned face. Levi smiles. Pastor Jacob closes the distance between him and Cyrus.
Excuse me?
I'm not going. Levi needs me here. I have a job to do, and that would not be fair to him.
Ah?
Pastor Jacob nods. Levi wears a proud expression.
We'll deal with this later.
Pastor Jacob leaves. Cyrus's mouth opens. At their house, his mother waters flowers. His father arrives home.
Well?
I apologize to Roxanne.
Oh, good. Now that was the right thing to do, yeah. Jacob.
Well, when I was at the club, I saw Cyrus. Honey, he works there.
He found out.
What? You knew?
We need to talk. Honey.
He walks past her toward the house. She trails after him. At night, Cyrus arrives home on his scooter. On the porch, his mother reads a book and blows on the contents of a mug. Cyrus climbs the front steps.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I think Dad's upset.
I'm more than just upset. I'm disappointed.
But you understand, I'm a songwriter.
I don't care what you are. I don't care if Jesus himself told you to go up in that club and get a job. He was testing you, and you failed that test.
Will you at least just look at it?
Cyrus, not another word. From this point on, you're on punishment. You will not set foot in that club again. You're going to work long, hard hours with the church choir the rest of the summer.
But, Dad!
That's all, Cyrus.
Cyrus glowers at his father. He goes inside. His mother shakes her head.
Jacob, he's just trying to show you his songs.
What kind of song?
Honey, does it matter? Your son wants to share a part of himself with you. Is it so important what genre of music it's in? Honestly.
She marches inside. Pouting, Pastor Jacob posts his hands on his hips.
It's about time to figure out where I'm gonna go.
On another date, Cyrus leaves his house with a backpack on his shoulder. He sees an ad for his song with Chris's photo on it on top of a taxi cab. The taxi stops outside the church and Bling gets out. Cyrus's brow furrows. Bling closes the back door as an elderly woman shuffles away from the cab. He spots Cyrus, glares, then goes to the driver's side. Cyrus's head tilts, then he walks away. Female fans burst out of a door with a poster of Chris next to it. They rush him on the sidewalk, pushing Cyrus out of the way. Cyrus sulks and turns away. Chris signs autographs. Cyrus comes home with a magazine. He opens it to a top chart list. His song holds the number one spot.
So give me,
seeing Chris's photo next to it, his smile turns into a scowl. At night, he watches Chris and Roxy being interviewed on TV. He rolls his eyes. Roxy smiles at Chris, then at the camera. Cyrus's nostrils flare and he clenches his jaw. He turns off the TV. While he sleeps, Pastor Jacob comes into his room. He finds Cyrus's open song notebook on the bed with a photo of Pastor Jacob glued to a page. His father picks up the notebook. Later in the living room, Pastor Jacob reads through the song notebook and smiles. During the day in his room, Cyrus works on a song in his notebook.
It's a mystery. If I don't do it
come in.
He pretends to read the Bible.
Oh, hey, Dad. I'm just reading the Old Testament. It's dope. What's up?
Please don't use dope and Old Testament in the same sentence.
Right. Sorry.
Someone's here to see you.
His father's lips purse and his eyebrows raise. He leaves Cyrus's room. Cyrus sets down the Bible and gets off his bed. Roxy waits on the porch. Cyrus stops short and smiles.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, well, you disappeared on us. I had to come check up on you.
Oh, I'm just laying low, you know, letting the storm pass.
Yeah. Cyrus, I just need someone to talk to. Do you mind if we walk? I think better when I'm moving, you know?
Yeah.
They walk.
Did you hear that idiot Bling made it into the finals?
Yeah, I kind of figured he would be.
Last thing I want to do is share the stage with that jerk.
So, things going well with you and Chris?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. It's not going so good.
Really? I mean, really, that's unfortunate.
Well, I just don't get him. I mean, Chris writes me amazing love songs, but when we're alone, it's like he's somebody else.
You don't say.
It's like we don't really connect on a deep level. Like, we see the world in totally different ways, and I just don't know what to do. I guess I just wish he and I connected more like you and I do.
Well, you can't really force a connection, I guess.
No, you can't.
They go into a record store. Inside, Cyrus smiles at a vinyl record.
Hey, look! I love this song!
Roxy puts a disc on a player. She holds up headphones so she and Cyrus can listen.
School.
You should do something with it.
What?
You know what I mean. Go to church with it. Record it.
Nah, the label would never let me.
Well, have you even asked? You have to put yourself out there, Roxy. Roxanne Andrews, the girl with the big voice from church. That's the voice that the whole world needs to hear.
You're just being nice.
No, I'm not. You have a gift, Roxy. You just got to step out there and show people what you can do. Show them that you're the real deal.
Well, what about you, Mr. Lip Syncer? Maybe it's time you turned on the mic.
They lean toward each other.
I gotta go. Chris is taking me to a jazz museum, which is by far the coolest place he's ever taken me.
She starts to leave.
And Cyrus?
He faces her.
Thanks for being there for me.
She smiles, then whisks away. Cyrus presses his lips together. He licks them. At night, rain pours. Cyrus runs up the sidewalk. He stops outside off the street. He runs a hand over his hair, then goes inside. Chris flirts.
You girls got tickets to the Grand Slam tomorrow?
Yeah.
Slamming shows on me.
Oh, I heard you're gonna rap live. That is so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the plan. Excuse me, I forgot to make a phone call.
Chris.
Yo, Si, just a minute, I need to see. What's up, baby?
How was your date at the jazz museum?
If you could just excuse me for 1 second. Yo, easy, son. There are other females here.
You don't have an original idea in your whole body, do you?
What's your problem?
My problem is you playing with Roxy's emotions and getting her all messed up in the head with your nonsense.
Well, hold up. Preacher's boy. Right, you as much a part of this as me, so don't act all innocent.
Yeah, I had my part in this, and now I'm starting to regret it.
Listen, you need to chill out and get with me about this Grand Slam show tomorrow. We in this together, Cyrus, like it or not. And I got a little plan to make sure that my talent goes fully recognized, you feel me?
Chris, you don't get it. Okay, you get up on that stage, you pop, you lock, you jump around like an extra from You Got Served. But you don't hear the music at all, and you don't feel it at all. And forget about your rapping skills, son. You couldn't rap a present if I spotted you a bow and some scotch tape.
And you ain't nothing but a hater.
Cyrus and Chris circle each other.
You know what else? You're a punk. Because you're one of the best rappers I've ever heard in my life, Cyrus. In my life. But every time Blaine comes around, you let him punk you up because you're scared? And you ain't got no guts, son. With no heart. just to win.
Chris shoves him. Cyrus shoves him back. Levi separates them.
Y'all know I don't tolerate no fighting up in here. Now go home, get your mind right, but don't come back at all.
Levi nods at Cyrus. He picks up his backpack. Chris lunges for him, and Levi grabs him.
You're on your own tomorrow. When everyone laughs at you, you'll see how it feels.
I don't need you. I don't need nobody.
Cyrus and Chris rush off in opposite directions. Cyrus goes outside. He strides briskly through the rain. Later, Cyrus's mother drops a newspaper on her son's bed. The headline reads, Grand Slam Final, Roxy and Truth. Cyrus throws down his backpack. He picks up the newspaper. He looks at a photo of him and Chris on a bulletin board.
Cyrus, honey, are you okay?
Chris isn't Truth. I am.
What?
They sit on his bed.
I've been covering for him this whole time. I mean, I can't let him get up on the Grand Slam stage by himself. He'll be humiliated. He won't be able to show his face anywhere at the club or anything. His life would be much worse than mine ever was.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
Cyrus's head turns, his lips part. During the day, he sneaks out of the house and faces his father.
Going somewhere?
Dad, I know I'm on punishment and all that, but today is a very important day, not just for myself, but for my friend also. So I gotta do what I gotta do. So I'm gonna head out. Right now.
Pastor Jacob grins.
Maybe not right now, maybe in like an hour or so.
Cyrus, I know about your show. And before you say another word, I've been reading your song lyrics. And I've actually enjoyed them. Once I got past the fact they were rap songs. See, son, I've realized I've been focused on the type of music as opposed to its message. And your songs have messages of caring, of sacrifice, devotion, good Christian values. So maybe I've been too harsh to put all rap into one box. So I guess what I'm saying, son, I'm sorry.
Cyrus smiles. He hugs his father. His mother smiles behind them.
Okay, you two. We better get going or you are gonna be late.
Well, you gonna come watch?
Yeah, if that's okay with you. Come on, honey.
Sure.
At night, people file down a red carpet into a theater. Inside, Lila types on her phone. Roxy comes out in the platform boots, a blue bodysuit covered in clear balls, and a pink wig.
Lila, I'm not wearing this.
What?
Why? You look fantastic, sweetie. I'm bringing you to the next level. I've got this whole lunar landing theme for your next tour. I'll explain the details later, but tonight we test the look.
No! Can't hide behind these gimmicks anymore. What good is it to get famous if nobody knows who I really am? I have my own voice. I have my own style. And if that's not good enough, I guess I don't want to be a star.
Listen, we all love you for who you are, but this is show business. You gotta play the game. And I, my friend, am the best coach in the game.
Look, I know you think you're helping, and I love you for that. But I don't love me like this. So I'm starting fresh tonight.
Sweetie, you have to trust
me. I'm sorry. Maybe you picked the wrong girl. Maybe you need to find somebody else to wear this wig. Because I'm done with it.
Roxy gives Lila the wig and struts off. Outside a dressing room.
Yo, Chris, you all right?
The door opens.
Yeah, I'm great.
You guys, you're on in five. Let's go.
The dancers follow a stage manager. Chris follows, then runs back.
You look too good.
Cyrus finds him.
Hi, Saeed.
They hug.
I couldn't leave you just hanging out in the wind like that.
But after what I said to you, you'd still come through for me?
We've been friends since back in the day. Besides, I said some hurtful things to you, too.
Yo, listen, all right? You didn't say anything that wasn't true, all right? I was the one being rude, selfish, and disrespectful, and I'm sorry. And to be honest, I was jealous. You know, I was jealous that I'm really not Truth. I mean, there have been nights where I couldn't even sleep thinking about the fact that I'm not you and that I could never be you, man.
You wanted to be me?
Yeah.
I wanted to be you.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, but the truth is, you deserve to be with Roxy. Besides, I'm not the guy she fell for anyway. It's you.
Cyrus smiles.
So, what do we do now?
We gotta make this right. Tonight. It's the only way.
My man.
Oh, not you two busters.
You know, you got a lot of nerve calling anyone a buster.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, listen up, Poindexter. Okay? Why don't you and Pretty Boy here get out your pads and take notes on what it really takes to rock a mic?
Bling bumps Cyrus, who lunges.
Yo, Cy. Chill. You swinging on folks now? What's the drinking a Thug Life energy drink or something? All right, just do what you came here to do.
Yeah. Chris steers Cyrus into his dressing room. In the concert hall.
Good evening, Atlanta. I'm your host, and I welcome you to the Rap Grand Slam Final.
In the audience, Levi looks back at Pastor Jacob, who claps to Levi.
Today, we have a very exciting show for you. For the last 2 months, rappers across the country have competed in single elimination rounds until we have just two rappers standing. For our first finalist, he's from the Dirty Dirty, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where cornbread and biscuits grow trees. Sugar.
Revelation comes out on stage. He takes a bow.
Our second finalist is from Georgia. Right here, Midtown, y'all. Atlanta, show your love for Lord of the Bling.
Bling struts out, throwing up his hands. Backstage, Cyrus stops outside Roxy's dressing room.
Just tell her. We'll be fine. Truth will set me free, right?
Lightly. He sees her ahead of him in a yellow-green dress. He comes over.
Roxy?
She smiles and meets him.
Cyrus, hey.
You look different.
I hope that's not a bad thing.
No, you look better.
Thanks.
We gotta go on.
Okay, wish me luck.
You'll need it. Just do you.
Roxy grins and follows Lila. On stage.
In a short while, these two will battle here, live for the Grand Slam crown. But first, we have a musical performance by Roxy. Along with the newcomer whose single is blowing up the charts. So Atlanta, without further delay, I give you Roxy and Truth.
Roxy appears at the back of the stage. She strides down a runway and performs at a small stage in the audience. In the wings, Lila stands with Chris and Cyrus.
Wow. Wow is right. She's gonna be bigger than I even imagined. You ready?
Ready.
Lila frowns. Chris hands Cyrus the mic. He walks on stage.
Yo, are we going on or what?
Nope. Not today.
Give it up for the up-and-coming performer that is close to my heart.
Cyrus emerges from smoke.
I know you gon' be mad. Feelings that you thought you had was for another guy. Well, I'm that other guy. I'm just a shy kid, camouflage before your eyes. And I knew my lyrics were the key to see the other side. I should've told you, but I never had the courage. And I thought you really wouldn't understand. And now I'm up here just to let my feelings surface, apologizing for disguising who I am.
Tell me, are you who I thought you were?
Roxy, I'm sorry.
You're spinning round and round and round in my head.
Roxy faces Chris in the wings, then whips around to Cyrus.
This is it, I gotta know. Should I stay or should I go? Show me the truth. Is it gonna be me in the air?
He gestures at Chris, who frowns ashamedly. She turns to Cyrus. Starts to lead.
You're all I ever wanted, but I got caught in the shadow in the background. But I'm back now, and Chris was all this and that, and my look didn't really fit the rap. It didn't match. He had the style and I had the swag, so I locked up my feelings in the words he said. Give me a hand and I'll take off my mask. If you give me a chance, that's all I ask.
What you expecting me to do? First you were him and now you're you.
Now it's just me. Got me on my knees. Roxy, I'm sorry.
Roxy storms past Cyrus on his knees and leaves the stage. Lila goes after Roxy, followed by Chris. The MC comes out.
Roxy, true! Or whoever that guy was. So who's ready for some rap? Then ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Revolution and Lord of the Blues!
Backstage, Roxy runs into her dressing room.
Rox, come on, open up. I'm sorry, but we were electric out there. Couldn't you feel it?
She comes out and slaps Cyrus.
No, did you feel that? I can't believe it was you this whole time. You two are just one big lie.
No, you see, what had happened was
I don't want to hear it. Please just get away from me. Such an idiot.
No, Rox, you're not. I am. I should have been upfront with you from the jump. It's just hard to understand that you didn't want to hear my words from me. You wanted the hot guy and the hot music all at the same time.
Wrong, Cyrus. It wasn't about his looks. I fell in love with his... I mean, your words. I just wanted someone who was real. But now it's clear that that's neither one of you. So both of you just stay out of my life.
Hey, where you going? We want you to present the trophy to the new champ.
Thanks, but I'm not in the mood. Why don't you ask Truth to do it? This is his night.
The stage manager gives Cyrus the trophy.
Follow me.
Cyrus frowns, his shoulders slump. On stage, the MC steps between the battling rappers.
All right, so we've heard from our finalists, but there can only be one champion. Show your love for Revelation!
That was a whole lot of love.
Atlanta, show your love for Lord of the Blues!
We have a new rap Grand Slam King. Congratulations!
Our trophy will not be presented by newcomer Truth.
Oh, man.
Cyrus comes out with the trophy.
Yo, 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 yo. Look at this.
The busboy just brought me my trophy.
Congratulations.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, hold on there. You gotta polish it up for me there, busboy. Oh, wait, is it Truth or is it Baby Ruth?
You know, you don't deserve this trophy because you're not the best. I mean, you're not the best in Atlanta. You're not even the best in the building.
Yeah! Is
that a challenge?
Bling gives Cyrus a slow once over.
Yeah, it is.
Yo, I'ma love beating you in front of everybody.
We have a challenge, so let the challenge begin!
The MC takes the trophy from Cyrus. Bling starts.
You want this battle, huh? Oh, so you're a rapper now. Oh. Here we go again, prepare to meet your end. Just looked you up on Facebook, you have zero friends. This kid's a loser, yo, he ain't even kissed a girl. You write her love letters, I buy her ice and pearls. So how you like me now? Even Roxanne's in the background saying, wow, Bling's got style, I'm off the gold chain. If you're a rapper, why is Chris your backup dancer like an extra on Soul Train? I see your mommy and your daddy in the front row. They must be embarrassed for you, bro. You're not a real MC, you should quit here. Now be a good bus boy and go get your mom. Bling, you don't want to battle. You're the snake without the rattle. You're the boat without the paddle. You're the duck without the waddle. You're the horse without the saddle. The ranch without the cattle. The day without the shadow. Son, I think you should skedaddle. King Grapple, sayonara punk, or even Dirk J. What language do I have to say it in for you to hear me clearly? Adios, amigo. You're over with finito. This clown couldn't rap anything but my burrito. Kid, you have to hold your mommy's hand before you cross the street. You have to sneak out the house just to clean and sweep. And now you look queasy. I made him go mute. Put your camera phones up so you can post this on YouTube. Truth's got a screw loose. He's terrified to bust. So lightweight that I could blow him over with a gust. You're weak like 7 days. You deserve booze. You should walk around in some high-heeled shoes. You should rock pigtails in a skirt. You're shaking in your boots. Are your feelings getting hurt? Ooh, well, maybe I should hurt more than your feelings. Maybe I should rip the roof off the theater ceiling. Maybe you should start kneeling and eyes are getting misty. You're so whack. If you were me, you couldn't diss me. Kissy, kissy, Roxanne. Did you miss me? I'll take you out to dinner after I've eaten this pipsqueak. And when we're on vacation, I let him house it. Here's a couple bucks. Buy yourself a better outfit.
Bling throws money at Cyrus.
Stack of cash or a flashy pad. I saw you last week driving a taxi cab. Your secret's out, and now they know, sport. We'll call you if we need a ride to an airport. In fact, you can drive me off at home after this. Then you can take your couple bucks back, but as a tip. You're playing yourself like solitaire, telling everyone that's here that you're a millionaire. You're not a baller, you're a phony. I bet your whole crew was a bunch of renter homies. And now you lie in bed lonely. Your persona's a facade. The only girls you get are in the pages of a catalog. Here stands Lord of the Bluff. His lies were legendary till the truth made him hush. And what's funny is your truth is enough. Why'd you have to make up all the money and the stuff? I guess it's easier to play the role and act hard. Cause you don't have the guts to tell us who you really are. So you can keep a trophy that you don't deserve. I might be a bus boy, but you just got served.
The MC hurries out between them with the trophy. He offers it to Bling, then gives it to Cyrus instead.
Sorry, man.
Get out, man, man. Whatever, man.
We have a new Grand Slam champion. True, 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 true.
Cyrus holds up the trophy. He sees Roxy glaring in the audience, and his grin fades. She leaves. He lowers the trophy. During the day outside a hotel, Roxy opens a limo door. Chris runs over.
Roxy, please, wait!
She gets in the limo without looking at him. He comes up to the window.
Roxy, come on, just open up. Just give me a minute, please. All right?
What? Look, you've got 1 minute, and I've got to go or I'll miss my flight.
Look, Roxy, I am sorry. All right, Cyrus and I... We never meant to hurt you. Okay, he did it for me. I saw you looking all fine, and I thought that we'd be great together. Just like when you saw that picture of me, Cyrus, sent, you thought I was the rapper, and he was like my roadie or something.
He's not wrong. It's show business.
I was the one who asked Cyrus to help me trick you. He saw you feeling me and me feeling you, and he just wanted to do what was right, you know? Of course, then I started feeling every girl in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But if it is the real,
that you were looking for. It is you and Cyrus, all right? And you know that as much as I do.
We gotta go.
I gotta go, Chris.
Roxy, wait, please.
Roxy rolls up the limo window. It drives away, leaving Chris behind. Later, Cyrus and his family walk toward the church.
Cyrus!
Chris!
Chris!
How you doing, Mrs. DeBarge? Reverend, do you you mind if I join y'all today? I hear you doing some powerful preaching, sir.
Cyrus, son, it's time to celebrate and be glad. Because this brother of yours was lost and now he's found. Yes.
Cyrus looks past his father and Chris. He frowns. A black limo pulls up to the church. He goes over to it. The door opens. Roxy steps out. Smiling, she strides over to Cyrus.
Cyrus DeBarge. I don't know if you remember me, but we went to school together.
Sure I do. Roxanne Andrews. Nice to see you again.
They shake hands, then hug. In the church sanctuary.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's been a long road, but we're finally here. And the view from the top so beautifully clear. We can see for forever, not a cloud in the sky. Picture perfect weather every day of our lives. Just imagine it, everything you want, it came true. Well, it happened to me, so it can happen to you. We're on a journey of truth, and belief is the key. So open up your heart and let your light break.
And Roxy perform on the altar stage with the choir, who dance and wear pastel pink zip-up hoodies and pants.
Front to back, we're packing, stomping, clapping, laughing, singing, dancing, passion everlasting. When I'm rapping to the track and asking everyone to put your hands up, stand up, rock, say, come take my hand and make the congregation rock.
Chris Poppenlock dances in the aisle.
Oh, yeah. Come on and sing. Here we go.
Chris cartwheels, then does a flip in the air. He joins his friends on stage. Roxy and Cyrus hold each other's gaze. Lila beams in a pew. Pastor Jacob points at Cyrus, then puts his palms together in prayer. Cyrus smiles at Roxy. They embrace. The image freezes on them and fades to black. Outtakes begin.
So do you, like, manage a lot of...
One second.
Oh.
Hold on.
Woo! Look at you!
Matching outfits?
Styling, right?
This, my friend, is hot.
This, my friend, is not.
I don't know, Simon. I think Chris here has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
I don't know there, Seamus. I think Chris has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
Ah,
I don't know they're serious. I think Chris has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
All right, relax there, Sinus. I think Chris here has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
I don't know there, Cyclone. I think Chris has his finger on the pulse.
Cyrus.
Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Mike DeBonis.